Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, October 6. U.S. equities are down about 30 basis points across the board. So that's 85 Dow points, 12 S&P points, and then 33 NASDAQ points. So 30 basis points for U.S. equity futures. Europe is trading a bit better. You have the major indices in Europe up about 20 basis points overall. You're seeing underperformance in Europe in basic resources, energy, and financials. You're seeing outperformance in healthcare, real estate, retail, and tech. Shell, the oil giant, is trading down a decent amount in Europe. It provided a preliminary Q3 earnings update that fell short of expectations. And then Asia generally ended higher, with the exception of Hong Kong. The Hang Seng fell about 40 basis points. And then mainland China was closed again. So pretty quiet evening and morning in terms of major news. Couple of interesting items to note. There was the journal article that hit last night talking about how the U.S. is going to be lifting sanctions on Venezuela to help bring that country's oil back onto global markets and offset what OPEC did yesterday with their 2 million barrel per day production cut. Timing is uncertain, and it's also going to take a decent amount of time for that country to ramp back up after, you know, a decade plus of underinvestment, corruption in its oil industry. But that certainly is interesting. You have oil, Brent prices are about flat this morning after rallying Monday through Wednesday. And just keep in mind that OPEC production cut on the headline was 2 million barrels per day, but many countries are already underperforming their explicit quotas by a decent amount. So the effective production cut is going to be 1 million barrels per day or even less. Again, depending on kind of where the math is on individual countries. Still a lot of anxiety, chatter around the UK. You continue to have a lot of rumblings in the UK press about ongoing political opposition to Truss as potentially even removing her as prime minister. I don't think we're at that stage yet, but definitely still a lot of pushback, which means that they probably will have to revise other elements of the fiscal agenda. There's also a lot of anxiety around the BOE. So the BOE member intervened a couple of weeks ago. That intervention is scheduled to end next Friday, the 14th. There's a lot of talk that they're going to have to either stay in the market, extend that intervention pledge, or introduce some type of a permanent solution to prevent a spike in yield. So there could be some developments on that front over the coming week, again, because that the BOE intervention is due to expire next Friday. Coming up next week, you have the IMF annual meetings and the G20 central bank finance minister meetings. All that's taking place in Washington. So there are probably a lot of important global monetary and fiscal officials in the room together. So there's a lot of chatter about some type of a potential FX coordinated event. There's an article in the FT yesterday talking about a Plaza Accord Part 2. I don't think we're at that point yet, but certainly the Fed reactivating some FX swap lines could help take some of the pressure off of the dollar funding markets globally. No major economic numbers on the central bank front. You did have Atlanta Fed President Bostic release a speech, hit the tape right around 4 o'clock yesterday. Just talking about how the Fed, after the December meeting, could enter a period of pause where they kind of watch how the economy develops over the course of one or two meetings, potentially. You know, so you could be looking at where the Fed, again, doesn't take any action in the opening months of 2023, assuming data continues to move in the direction that the Fed is seeking. Obviously, starting with the jobs report tomorrow and then the CPI next week. I'm going to have out a more extensive jobs preview in a couple of hours, but I think the participation rate tomorrow is going to be the most important number. This is something the Fed has talked about a lot as far as labor supply. If that participation rate moves higher, it's still about 100 basis points below where it was pre-pandemic. That will help alleviate some of the upward pressure on wages and make the Fed feel more comfortable about the outlook for inflation. No major company-specific news out overnight other than that Shell update, which I mentioned. Calendar today is relatively quiet. You do have ECB minute meetings coming out, U.S. weekly jobs claims, a bunch of Fed speakers, and then just a handful of earnings, but none of them are too important. And that is everything for today, Thursday, October 6th. Thank you for listening.